Well, as with all Chinese dynasties, a dynasty gets started when the previous one comes to an end. And so it's quite important to sort of go back maybe 2 or 3 decades before the founding of the Han, when the first emperor unified China and established what essentially was the first empire. And that lasted for 20 years, less than 20 years. And it was a rather drastic reform. It was a heavily militarized way of establishing empire. And in essence, the Qin couldn't hold it together in the sense that there were regions that contested central power. And if you have a very strong emperor, such as the first emperor, you tend to have a very weak figure following him, and that happened. And so what happened then was that the Qin dynasty was short-lived. There were a series of regional pretenders to the throne who wanted to unite kingdoms and establish, obviously, a greater unity. You then have a series of wars amongst local pretenders that ultimately end up in a battle between two figures, Xiang Yu and Liu Bang. And Liu Bang was the king of Han, and he wins in the end, and he establishes then the Han dynasty in 202 BC, and makes sure that the Liu clan, which was his family, would then supply the emperors for the next 4 centuries, with the exception of sort of 2 decades in the middle.